It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing it with your friends and family. We have over our 600,000 listeners here in the States and over another 100,000 and overseas. So we're really grateful for that. Today, we have one heck of a show. For some reason, our viewers' lines, everybody's getting concerned about the SECURE Act number 2, even though it went into effect at the beginning of this year. So I'll be going over those changes. But today, we've got a wonderful topic. It's an important topic, and we're going to call it the silver tsunami. Currently, 45 million people are over the age of 65, and they're supported by many programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and so on. In the next 7 years, that number will double to 90 million people. It creates the need for a new way of thinking, new technology, innovation, ways for families to provide for and support their aging loved ones going through downsize, diagnosis, debt, death. Now, we have a specialist here, Tony Sieber. He's here to help us understand the financial impact of all this, importance of being well prepared, how to walk through these inevitable life stages and do it well. Now, this is a big topic for me, and I'm glad to have Tony here because most of my parents are 87. My wife's parents are 80. And as somebody who provides financial support and help for people, I deal with this all the time. And I think it's wonderful that we have an expert like Tony here to walk us through it. Just to give you a little background on Tony, he's currently the CEO of Family Media Technology Group, as well as the founder of and president of Parent Projects. In fact, you probably want to go check out that podcast. Tony is a contributing member of Forbes Nonprofit Advisory Council. He's a nationally accredited senior move manager and senior real estate specialist. He also has a license for real estate in Arizona. Tony's also a former law enforcement. And when I was checking you out, I was like, oh, wow. He's been awarded a number of awards or medals in the military. So thank you for your service, Tony. But the big thing is he's got decades experience with crisis management, as well as team building experience. But when you're dealing with this transition of people who are getting older, the ones especially you love, you're really walking into crisis management. I won't go into it because I get really excited about this topic. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it.
I know you were working as a move manager early on and you didn't think you were doing enough. And then you started Parent Projects. So walk me through what you're seeing, what was going on, and what brought you to where you are today.
About 2015 or so, I had a parent project. I had a grandparent who was holed up in Sedona. When I got up there, I just saw the impact. It wasn't the first time, but one of the first times I really felt compelled to kind of lean in, and the family needed the time that I had available to be able to help out. And I saw there was a lot of confusion. A lot of decisions were made in guilt and in fear. A lot of conversations that needed to be held that hadn't been held. And now we were probably a little too late to have them be held. Being a guy that after the military, I went into corporate restructuring and corporate strategy to help with emergencies or a product that's coming out didn't go well, or where they're a turnaround on a particular brand. And I just recognized that this was an industry that was ripe for some level of clarification and clarity, because I knew I wasn't alone. I knew my parents dealt with it. I knew my grandparents dealt with it. I knew my kids are going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And so that was really how I started looking at, that's how I left corporate, literally just decided, okay, this is it. This is my calling. I'm going to understand how these transitions are done and how we can better do it as families. And that was before even learning about the silver tsunami. I just felt compelled. I was going to say the statistics too of the family caregiver dying before the person they're taking care of is astounding. I've heard statistics as high as 40%, particularly when they're older, when both are over the age of 75. If you've been a family caretaker or stepped into that role and started through it, you really feel that. And it doesn't end, there isn't a break. It is just, it's the next day and the next day and the next day. And so having some solutions to that, it's very isolating feeling. They don't want to interrupt on you. You want to respect their autonomy. That really probably becomes one of the top pieces of it. Hopefully we're trying to protect mm-hmm. their autonomy. We want them to make as many decisions as long as possible in a good mindset, in a healthy mindset. But I think there's some reality. There's a couple of really big realities. So just we have to emotionally process on the way.
I've seen many times where that autonomy that people want to have and they feel that they're losing because they start forgetting things, start forgetting where it is, all that kind of stuff is scary to people. I see my parents are, they're not on the bridge of that, but I've seen a lot of people where they're starting to lose some of that memory, that short-term memory, but they really want to stay driving. And sometimes it's scary to see them driving. So you have to make changes. So, and then I also see kids that don't want to see their parents like that. So they kind of avoid it. It's almost like sticking their head in the sand. What I'd like you to do is just let's start talking about understanding the financial impact of all this.
Yeah. Okay. So you set the tone of the silver tsunami, by the way, just in the United States with what you were talking about. So the majority of the world looks at, they utilize entitlement programs to protect the last, lost, and least, right? And as I just left as chairman of the board of Catholic Charities here in our Phoenix area, those are organizations that are very well spread out to see where they can fill in the gaps of government, right? In that nonprofit mm-hmm. and that NGO, a lot of public-private partnership work. The reality is in the United States, 90 million people on the entitlement systems like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they're not all going to be sick, but just that sheer amount of administrative burden, a doubling in 6.5 years from now, near doubling, that's going to leave a lot on the nonprofit world. And the visibility there I saw, the nonprofit world, we just can't get organized quite quick enough in where we are and how things are postured. This is going to fall down to families. If you don't understand where you're going to get involved, you're probably not going to like where you get involved. And I, you know, there's the majority of business today, I think that worked through this industry and the aging industry, you're dealing with mom and dad as the client. And the reality is because of business processes that make your business use online statements or other things that we're doing in automation are separating us against that and leading to the adult children really being a primary driver and influence in their parents and how it's done. Mm-hmm. And that's financially hitting them as a silver tsunami washes ashore, if you will. It's going to impact us. We have an environment in which a single healthcare incident can wipe out a lifetime of retirement savings. You know, mm-hmm. I think I recall seeing that you're a cancer survivor and your family is as well. My wife is. And we just, you know, it's $1 million to fight cancer, and 1 in 8 women get breast cancer and other forms of it that sit out there. That's a lot to prep through. And in the back end of life, healthcare can get really, really expensive. And there's a whole slew of conversations for another call or another time that we have a conversation about how you, in a healthy way, how you weigh that against that healthy lifestyle retirement that your parents really want or past retirement. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, where it starts to hit you is that budget does play a role. Guilt does play a role when you start in this. There is a way out of that. And as you get yourself out of guilt and fear and start making decisions with love and laughter, we just find that we make better decisions. They're better grounded. They help us from a more healthy aspect tackle the problems that mom and dad are facing. We understand the reality that even the last decisions for most of us won't be made by us. They'll be carried out by somebody else. They'll be carried out by whomever that we choose, a child or a fiduciary or someone else to do it, whether it be burying you and handling your remains at one level, or it backs itself all the way up to the last 5 or 6 or 10 years of your life, depending on medical conditions. conversations. The ability for you to have these conversations early and often as a family, to know how they would want you to carry out. Now, talking with mom and dad, what's important for them to do? Not that they're belaboring you with the challenge, but understanding. As they work through and they have to make those decisions in their stead, or you have to make decisions in their stead, how would they want you to do that? What would they want you to think about? Then you can start processing your financial impact of, okay, so how do we do that? At least I know what A looks like, so I can start mapping myself there.
So I want to take a quick little break because we got a lot to unpack in the second half. Stick with us, everybody. We're going to be right back with more Tony Siebers. We're going to be talking here about the silver tsunami, and it's just something you really want to be part of and listen to so you can understand how to help the ones you really love. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to us having a healthier, happier relationship with money. I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insights on Saving Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I want to send out some love to our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, and live a life of personal financial freedom. And again, you can check us out on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. You can get the behind-the-scenes stuff, the guest gifts, the whole shot. I want to bring back Tony Siebers. I'm thankful that you're here, Tony. I really want to ask this question. What are the signs that people should be looking at when it's time to start having these conversations with mom and dad or your loved ones?
Great question. They're going to vary a bit from family to family. Make sure you give yourself a little bit of leeway here if you're not picking this up, right? For some, it's going to be from a financial perspective. Bills aren't getting paid on time, or there's a lot of confusion. Or, you know, as you visit the house, holiday times are great. They're like Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving and Christmas, you just see an influx of, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how bad this slide had happened. Piling up of bills, things not happening, or confusion from there. Lots of sticky notes around showing that maybe there's a change in how they're setting up their routine, or crutches of things that are set up, being very particular about that. It's just going to let you know they're starting to, you know, that we're starting to work in that, or that might be one thing that's showing. You should get yourself affiliated or associated with the professionals that advise your parents, and your parents should want that really as soon as possible. So whoever works on the taxes, because that's a great opportunity to understand once a year everything that's going on. Like, where's the money coming in from? How's it coming on? Are they doing that? Do they understand where things are at and how to manage that? The medical side, who's the doctors? Who are they treating? Do they have an understanding? Is it a referral base where they're running around town and seeing six or seven different people, and one may have one story, but another has another? And you're never quite feeling like you're getting the whole story of what it is. Well, that could be not because of age. It could just be because of the way the system's structured with a PPO or an HMO or Medicare for that instance. So you're going to look to those things probably would be some of the first signs, other than the normal memory things happen. But we try to stick too clear of just pinning it down on the age, because you've got 95-year-olds. I've had 95-year-olds that function, you know, as well as I could function on a stressful day. And you've got people that are 65 that are really struggling. So you can't quite pin it to age. You just got to be aware of those surroundings. Check in when you are there. I would say listen and do more listening when you get in there than talking. And think about how we say attraction over promotion in almost all things we do at Parent Projects. In order to advise, your parents don't want to be sold anything on the outside. So don't try to sell them something. Find where it is they're trying to go and be an enabler, and find some small thing that you can enable for them. Chances are that will help give you exposure to other signs to help you understand the the depth of the situation is a great place to start.
I'm just thinking through that checklist with my folks, yeah. And I know most of those. I just don't know the doctors. So
there is a really, and it's a good thing because those are one of those really hard ones at the moment you need to, because you've got documentation, you have HIPAA, you've got maybe power of attorneys. That can be so much more complex down the road than it is in the front end with just simply an introduction. And these days, most doctors' offices can set up a video teleconference and are willing to do that. Now, 5 years ago, it was pulling teeth. It was hard. Today, that's a great thing out of COVID. Post-COVID, everybody's like, oh yeah, we get VTC. We can do that. It's not going to be a HIPAA problem. Like mom says they want their daughter in, I could get their daughter in there. So that other aspect I'd throw in is money matters in a lot of this, and not just for us in our wallets, but knowing the payer model. If it's Medicare, if it's a Medicaid system in your respective state, here in Arizona, it's all tax, it's Oregon Health Plan, it's different things in different states. But know the difference between them. Know if it's long-term care insurance, well, that's a payer model. Whomever is going to be covering the bill, there's a language to learn. And I think most of us, self-included, thought that one day I would wake up and like the Medicare fairy would sprinkle in my head. This is what it is, and this is where it works. And then, all this. Yeah. And because it's confusing. And most of us see it, especially as we approach that 62 in retirement or those benchmarks in ourselves. And we're like, oh my gosh, no wonder my mom and dad are having such a hard time with this. This really stinks. The communication model that's secret to that, I would say, is understanding activities of daily living, ADLs. The ADLs conversation are the common ways that an outside payer model really is structured to understand what level of assistance a human being is going to need. And they map what they can handle, what can be paid for, what's there. It's that secret language. So great starting point. And we've got tutorials and quick videos in 90 seconds, that'd help out. But there's a lot that's out there. You're looking for that. Once you get an understanding of that, it's a great starting place.
I know we're in the middle and I usually do this then, but I'm going to ask you to do it again. Where can people go to get the videos?
Parentprojects.com is where you can go to start getting aligned. If you're, in real estate, we'd say a looky-loo. If you're just trying to get yourself acclimated and don't know what you don't know, it's a great place to start. We've been collecting these clickbait articles from around the internet now for years, and we turn them into 90 seconds of 3-minute videos. And then give them back to the authors for free and say, hey, this is the way our audience really wants to see this. By the way, that audience typically is, so don't feel weird or alone. If you are a 50 to 65 year old working mom generally that is balancing taking care of an adult kid or, providing some financial assistance to some maybe still in high school, and you've got mom and dad coming up with work and home, there are millions of you. You're not isolated. It is just simply by starting there. So it works that way. I wanted to move on from helping just the families that could drop, that would go hire someone for $5,000 to $15,000 to kind of handle everything. We wanted a solution, and we're in a drive to a solution to get it down to within $4 a month. We wanted it under $200 so that the average family could have access to that information. We ended up building an AI platform that had the ability to function like a Netflix from that video, bringing that content into play, along with maybe the way the knot with a bump or other types of user-friendly systems that help you understand what order to do the tasks, and then connects you out with vendors. So that shameless plug over onto the parent projects, there's different levels of what you might be ready for. If you're truly ready to engage, the system works great from that. Outside of that, parent projects is one place where we go. There's a lot of content that's out there. What we try to do is orient people very quickly, succinctly with that 40 minutes today you have on the project.
Oh, no, I think that's wonderful because I've been looking at those and I go, oh, I wish my clients had these years ago. Here's one of the things that I want to ask, and this is something I dealt with because of my cancer, and it's going back to those billing codes and all that kind of stuff that I actually found almost $30,000 that shouldn't have been on my medical bills when I was going through cancer. And then just as my understanding what the codes were, mine was a stomach colon cancer surgery, and all of a sudden I've got a splint being charged for my leg. I'm like, really?
Right.
When somebody's dealing with the payer model, whether to be Medicare, Medi-Cal, or long-term care, what would be your best advice with that?
I'm going to give you the straight up advice for this. Whether this is something that we might do at most maybe 4 times in our life, okay, is step into this. To think that we're going to be awesome at it or expect ourselves to be absolutely awesome at this doesn't quite make sense. This is one where you want somebody who can really help you for that, honestly. And you've gotten down, it sounds like you dove into the ICD-10 codes to understand, you know, what came into what and where that, and that, by the way, changes constantly, right? And you find when you pull on that string of a problem, it may be because somebody fat fingered an entry. It might be because of just the way they typically bill something or how they were trying to get a pre-authorization to help you out. So they're trying to rush you through. Like there's a lot of, not always nefarious, just systematic inefficiencies in that. That's a danger of the silver tsunami, by the way, when government has to work through all of that. So what I would say is there's an awesome group of, there are 73 industries of business that we work with, 73 people to come at you. But one of the most important for what you're talking about is called a healthcare advocate. And these are former nurses, some are doctors, some are, retired physicians or others, but generally usually someone who has worked down at that hands-on level. They understand the ICD-10 kind of code side. They work from that processing there, and they can step in and help. First of all, they're a third party in case mom's not comfortable being in her women's health appointment, you being in that women's health appointment, right? Where they're dealing with, you know, increased UTIs because she's not drinking water as much as she used to because she doesn't want to go pee so much. So she's sitting in her chair, and these are real things, but it's difficult for you and I to jump into.
Well, I'm actually laughing because I've heard this before.
Oh, okay. Well, these are,
but other clients.
That's how much we're not alone. And look, we say, if you've seen one parent project, you've seen one parent project. But the reality is there are so many efficiencies if you have the right person at the right time doing the right thing. And that's not, it's not that it's not rocket science. There is a lot to it. That's where we had to leverage and help machine learning to really get us there. But straight down to the bottom of your point, with fewer words, we use healthcare advocate to help us work through that personally, because that's, And I see these, thousands of these.
I would just would like you to provide your information before we have to conclude here. So that everybody can get in touch with you. And then after this is all done, I'd like to have a chat with maybe Stephanie and you, and maybe arrange for you to come back because this is a big topic.
Yeah. And to the same with what you talk about, we'd love to have you on our show reciprocally and talk with our audience on really that honing in against that financial side. But you can find us, we're at parentprojects.com, at parentprojects on any social media platform you could possibly think about. Parent Projects, plural, that's what we got coming at us. It is truly that easy. If you, by phone, if you're still really loving it that way, 866-75-MOVED, anywhere in the country. We've been in our early market was here out of Arizona, and we are now pushing out across the country and starting in June. So check us out. And if we can help, if there's something you're looking for that's not even there, just ping us and ask. We have a whole group of concierge and people that just love in the background to go find answers to that and connect you, not just to resources, but to other families that are going through that at this point in time or have gone through it recently.
Tony, thanks for being part of the show today. I wish you the best in the future, and hopefully we can have you back. Everybody, this is Tony Sieberts, Parent Projects. You definitely want to go to that website. It doesn't matter how old your parents are, you want to go. Because the more you can learn, the better. And with that, I want to thank you for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you next time, Tony. And stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. And right now, I'm going to be talking about the ins and outs of money. Specifically, we had a number of people, we had thousands of people who are really concerned about the Secure Act 2.0. So one of the big things here is this. If you didn't take your required minimum distribution, you used to have a 50% penalty. Now it's dropped down to 25%. The big thing to know here, it's in the distribution phase of your life. So you know what? That means if you didn't take your required minimum distribution for, say, 2023, and you found out in 2024, You can go back, amend the tax return, take the required minimum distribution, file your taxes, but you only get hit with a 10% penalty. So it's important to understand that, that drop down, but you can drop down even further to 10%. Next, if you have an in-plan Roth, okay, that means you have a Roth 401k, a Roth 403b, a Roth 457, a Roth TSA, TSP, that type of thing, and you're of age to take a required minimum distribution, you still have to take that required minimum distribution. I understand it's tax-free, but you still have to take the required minimum distribution for tax year 2023. You won't in 2024. If you don't want to, roll it over to a Roth IRA. Next, if you have an in-plan annuity, that means if it's in a 401k, 403b, 457, TSA, TSP, all those type of things, in an in-plan annuity, which was designed to pay you for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and the amount that's being paid out to you exceeds your required minimum distribution, you could roll the excess over to the next year, to the next year, to the next year, okay? Next, if you're inheriting an IRA or a Roth IRA, and you're a non-spouse beneficiary, you have to take out everything within 5 years. Due to the Updated Secure Act, you now have the ability to stretch the IRA for 10 years. Okay, got to make sure it's 10 years. Now, if you are inheriting a Roth IRA, you have to liquidate it within 10 years. Okay. On top of that, you have to take a required minimum distribution, whether it's an inherited IRA or inherited Roth IRA, during the period that you're waiting until you liquidate it. If you don't, you're going to get hit with that penalty. Some people said, Steve, how do I, not take my required minimum distribution? There's only one way you could defer that. It's called a qualified longevity annuity contract, especially known as QLAC, Q-L-A-C. And what it does is enable you to take 25% of your IRA up to $200,000, whatever's less, and defer taking that till you're 85. That's only, you can grow it a little bit, but you won't have to take it if that's the case. Contributions. In order for catch-up, if you're 60, you have the ability to contribute $10,000 a year for 3 years, 61, 62, 63. I'm sorry, 60, 61, 62, that's 3 years. That's $30,000 you can put in there, all right? Now, the caveat there is if your income is less than $145,000 a year, hey, you know what? You can put it in your IRA. But if it's over $45,000 a year, you're going to have to pay taxes and put it into a Roth IRA. So it's important to understand those things. So those are the things that actually affect everybody. Look, I want to thank you for joining us here today on Saving with Steve. We're always talking about the ins and outs of money. We had Tony Sievers here talking about something very important, helping everybody who's getting older into that transition into life as they need help and health support, finance support, and so on. We'll be unpacking that a little bit more with Tony later on and a few other episodes.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.